Donald Trump believes Alvin Bragg has dropped case, they have absolutely nothing. By Wendell Hasebo on March 25, 2023. Former President Donald Trump told reporters aboard his plane after Saturday night's Waco, Texas rally that he believes Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has dropped the case into alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. "I think they've already dropped the case," Trump said. "It's a fake case. Some fake cases, they have absolutely nothing." Trump did not cite any evidence to support his suspicion, according to Axios's Sophia Kai. On March 18, Trump said he expected to be arrested last Tuesday based on illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's office. Trump's announcement dominated the news cycle for the entire week and caused House Republicans to demand Bragg sit for an interview and provide documents about the potential indictment. Was the Manhattan DA's office in communication with DOJ about their investigation of President Trump? Representative Jim Jordan asked. Was the Manhattan DA's office using federal funds to investigate President Trump? On Thursday, Bragg said he would not cooperate with their demands due to an unprecedented inquiry into a pending local prosecution, he replied to Republicans. Donald Trump created a false expectation that he would be arrested the next day, and his lawyers reportedly urged you to intervene, Bragg wrote. Neither fact is a legitimate basis for congressional inquiry. It's widely believed an indictment of Trump would politically benefit the former president's 2024 bid. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, assessed. What these corrupt leftist prosecutors like Alvin Bragg and their socialist allies fail to understand is that America First patriots have never been so energized to exercise their constitutional rights to peacefully organize and vote at the ballot box to save our great republic. Many legal experts believe Bragg's potential case against Trump is shaky and would not hold up in court. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.